AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to the Roundup. Autonoe here. Six stories today that all orbit one theme: trust and systems. We'll hit legal fallout in Silicon Valley, an automaker retooling its stacks, a robotics leap from reflex to foresight, a sobering math benchmark, a sovereignty spat in Europe, and an experiment where AIs ran radio stations.
Algenib jumping in? First up, the Musk OpenAI trial has reframed a governance debate as an engineering one. If leadership claims and disclosures can't be independently verified, product teams have to assume they might be wrong.
That shifts the risk calculus. Engineering teams start treating trust as a deployment hazard. Frozen rollouts, mandatory cryptographic logs, stricter access controls, because you can't rely on statements alone when verifying models or incident histories.
Exactly. That design-first thinking is what we're seeing at scale now. The policies become specs engineers must implement. It forces cross-discipline practices, legal, compliance, SRE, into the CI/CD pipeline earlier than many orgs expected.
GM's IT reset is a real-world echo. They cut about 600 IT roles while hiring for AI capabilities. Not as a simple layoff, but as a re-architecture. Building software teams around platform ownership, data pipelines, MLOps, and productized models.
And it matters for safety and suppliers. Rebuilding teams around systems reduces silos, important when cars are distributed software platforms. But it also raises questions about retraining, vendor relationships, and who owns liability for driver assist behavior.
On the robotics front, world action models are a pivot from reflexive controllers to simulators that predict action outcomes. Robots start asking, what happens if I push here before acting, which unlocks learning from everyday video without detailed labels.
Promising, but not magic. Simulating futures needs robust uncertainty estimates. Overconfident imagined trajectories can lead to dangerous actions. And there's still the sim-to-real gap, plus compute and data privacy issues when using consumer video.
Sohack's new 439-task math benchmark drives that point home in a different domain. Models can be right, wrong, or confidently wrong. The benchmark deliberately avoids AI-generated items to test solvability rather than surface answer quality.
Which means evaluation has to change. We need calibration checks, proof-style verification, and metrics that reward provably solvable reasoning steps. Skin-deep accuracy scores don't capture whether a model understands when it's out of its depth.
Mistral's Arthur Mensch threw down a red line about letting Anthropic's Mythos scan French defense code. He warned it would create a cybersecurity dependency that's tough to unwind. That's a sovereign risk argument wrapped in technical distrust.
From a policy angle, it makes sense. Importing a model for sensitive code review can create supply chain choke points. Nations will push for air-gapped or domestic tooling, contractual guarantees, and certification schemes to avoid vendor lock-in around military assets.
Then there's the Andon Labs experiment. Four models ran radio stations for 6 months with identical budgets. Claude, GPT, Gemini, and Grok all survived, but they split quickly on tone, reliability, and revenue strategies. Personalities mattered.
Operationally, that's illuminating. Giving autonomy exposes a model's business and moderation choices in real time. Some drove engagement with risky stunts. Others prioritized consistency. The takeaway? Model selection is also a product strategy decision.
Putting these threads together, legal trials making trust an operational constraint, companies reorganizing engineering, models that forecast actions, benchmarks focused on solvability, sovereignty concerns, and divergent behavior under autonomy, we're seeing an industry maturing.
Practically, that maturation means building infrastructures for auditability, observability, and verified decision-making into the stack from day one. It's not just about better models. It's about systems that survive model fallibility and geopolitical pressure.
Looking ahead, expect two parallel waves. Technical advances like action forecasting and improved evaluation will enable safer automation, while governance and procurement pressures will force organizations to treat AI as a platform risk rather than a bolt-on feature.
That combination should steer investment into traceability, on-prem or sovereign model options, and cross-functional engineering hires. The same kinds of moves GM's making, but across sectors and at national scale.
AI News by Conjero.